It's a football. It's a football.
If you don't know football, you shouldn't be with a microphone in your hand.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the sensible football podcast. This is Tariq joining along with Vishal.
The outsider for the Champions League because we haven't been there for a long time.
Not just the Champions League, unfortunately. Not great fortunes in Europe either. Manchester United, unfortunately, losing to Sevilla, Vishal. Welcome back to the podcast after a long, long gap. Today our European correspondent is off duty, partially in protest for PSG appearing in the final because they've only spent 820 odd million euros. Juventus have spent 950.
Well, if they just paid attention and did not take Lyon for granted, you might have had a chance to be here. But hey, Juve have been choking for a while now, so why not?
Which brings us, of course, to the point of discussion here. We are looking forward to a rather interesting Champions League final, if only for narrative purposes, not that a lot of us would have wanted this exact combination to be in the final. Unfortunately, both Lyon and RB Leipzig proved to be inadequate opposition, to put it kindly, when it came to the semi-finals. PSG steamrolling them over pretty easily, the team from Germany, and the team from Germany steamrolling the tiny team from France fairly easily, although Lyon did put up a better fight in the second semi-final.
So if they only took their chances, surely. Yeah.
Yes, they did hit the post once and they had a couple of very good chances they did not take. Nonetheless, Vishal, whatever it is, fate has thrown us a Bayern Munich versus PSG final. First time that a French and a German club are meeting probably in almost 50 years of European competition. The last time was, I think...
There's something intriguing about the French and the German meeting all the time, right?
So it's a five-decade-long wait almost for us to get here. But here we are. It's Bayern Munich versus PSG in that... final. Incidentally, the last time somebody unbeaten met a French opposition in the final, I think it was AC Milan, and they actually lost. So the omens are not great for Bayern Munich, who we know don't have always the greatest record when it comes to the final.
That's their thing.
So, Vishal, just to set it up in terms of how we are looking at this final, it's kind of irresistible force meets immovable object. If you could call the PSG defense that, because Bayern scored 40 plus goals in this competition, the highest by any team by far. And PSG have only conceded...
But let's be clear, they scored about 5 of them against Munich and 8 against Barcelona. So you got to discount the smaller team. I mean, they scored 5 against Tottenham and 8 against Barcelona. So they've obviously been playing some small teams on their way and teams with weak defense and weak European presence.
So Vishal set this up for our listeners in terms of the tactical breakdown of what this final comes down to, because you basically have a Bayern Munich who play a high pressing game, maintaining a high line, which has brought them a lot of success. But at the same time, there is a PSG who's fairly solid at the back, but probably a little soft in the middle. So a quick breakdown on Vishal.
I think I'll start with Bayern in itself, right? And I think there needs to be a call out made over here with respect to why one shouldn't try fix things that are not broken. And this goes all the way back to Pep Guardiola, right? Because once he took over at Munich, he obviously changed the style of football, made them more about the tiki-taka, the possession style of football. But Munich have always been the team that played on the wings, played high intensity, high speed football. And that was their signature. And that was when they won the Champions League last with Ribery and Robin on the flanks. And all these years later, with all of them trying to change the DNA of the club, they were really failing, right? And the new manager, sorry, I don't recollect his name, but the first thing he did when once he came back to the club is went back to Bayern Munich style of football, right? He made them a wing-heavy fired football team again. Lewandowski obviously being the center of it, but Müller coming back into form when everybody ruled him out, saying he's done, he's washed up, with the likes of Gnabry, with the likes of Koeman, with the likes of Perisic. So again, great, exciting wing football, high intensity, one touch, great fun watching them play. I genuinely loved watching Munich play this season, it's really not a fluke that they've scored the most number of goals this season. However, the weakness lies in defense, right? They do not have the strongest defense. They do not have the fastest defense as well, and they do have the likes of Boateng, who's made out of wood basically. So you can see that in their movement as well, and even Lyon basically showed how you can take advantage of that, right? Like if you have speed, you will beat that defense. So and the bigger problem being they play a high line, right? And if you are PSG, you're looking at this defense, and if you're Mbappe and Neymar, you're looking forward to running circles around this defense. So because you're definitely faster than them, you're definitely more skilled than them. So it's going to be PSG are definitely going to be attacking them from the wings, right? However, from a PSG point of view, like you said, they have been solid defensively. I cannot believe I just said that. And they've conceded the least amount of goals this season. But I think PSG, I genuinely don't know the reading of this club, because I wouldn't say that they've been dominant on their journey to the final. Yes, they did beat they did win 3-0 in the semis, but before that as well, they pretty much scraped through till here, right? And they've been inconsistent. I think the one thing that benefited PSG is the fact that these are not two-legged games, right? And I think if it was they were a bunch of two-legged games, I don't know if PSG would be in the final. So that worked in their favor. However, I think where Munich might really be stronger than them is the central midfield area, right? With the likes of Goretzka, with the likes of Thiago, who've been bossing every central midfield that they've been playing against. So that might be interesting, because PSG in the center of the park, while they do have workers, they're not necessarily the most skilled players, right? And both Goretzka and Thiago are extremely smart players and skilled, and not just skilled players, right? So it's going to be a very interesting tactical battle, because what the center of the midfield is going to allow them to do is make the right release at the right time, right? So if that means if PSG are attacking too much on the wings and are out of position, you can see Gnabry showed what exactly he can do. Perisic showed what exactly he can do. The likes of Koeman coming off the bench can easily come down and bombard them, right? And Bayern Munich, let's not forget.
And we have not even mentioned Robert Lewandowski in the scheme.
Exactly. Exactly. Like they said, right, in the last two games, the Munich have scored about 11 goals, and only two of them are from Lewandowski. That's a little scary, and that something is off there. This man has scored 50 goals this season, so that's world class right there.
He could actually touch Cristiano Ronaldo's record of, I think, 16, maybe even 17 goals in a Champions League season. And if he does, surely Bayern Munich are walking off the pitch with the trophy.
If he scores more than one goal in a final, you're right. There is no way that PSG are walking away with the title. But it's going to be an interesting game, because this is one of those games where it's tricky, right? Because both teams have their weaknesses. Both teams clearly have their strengths, and it's about who's going to maintain their calm and composure in the final. From that perspective, I think Munich have more experience in the team. They have World Cup winners in the team. They've got Champions League winners in the team, and so that's going to be an interesting game to really follow. And I think it's going to be a great final, honestly.
Right. So, despite whatever people might think of the rest of the opposition, and of course, if for our listeners, if you support PSG, and we know you don't, you would still be tuning into the final, looking for a good battle. Just to add to your earlier point, Vishal, Hansi Flick is the current manager at
Munich
at Bayern. But the one other interesting thing that has been there about Bayern Munich has been the fact that you mentioned, which is that they have a lot of their core intact, which was kind of slowing down around this time last year or a year and a half ago, when they were dumped out of the Champions League by Liverpool after that excellent performance in Munich.
Yep.
But
yep.
since then, they have been outstandingly good. And in fact, in their last 49 games or so, they are unbeaten. We just talked to you about, I mean, one could mention that this was in the Bundesliga, but these are not pushover teams they have been playing.
Absolutely. Like I said, right, what Munich have really rediscovered is the joy of playing football again, right? You can see it in their faces. You can see the way the players are playing. And Goretzka, for example, was played out of position, was played as a number 10, was lost. Everybody seemed like, was asking if this player can really cut it in Munich. But all the manager did is put him back in his position of being the pivot in the central midfield, right? Similarly, playing Müller as a false number 9 and not as a number 9 in itself, right? Which again, has him going back to his strengths of occupying the right positions, being in the right place at the right time, which is freeing up more space for the likes of for the wingers to really run in, and obviously Lewandowski, right? And the speed that at which they're doing this, the briskness in their movement, it's almost like the Blitzkrieg coming to life, right? Like Hitler would be proud of the way these guys are attacking at this point in time.
And soccer sense has gone into its favorite place once more. It's only taken about 10 minutes. into the UEFA Champions League final preview and a Germany versus France showdown to go there.
It had to happen. It had to happen. I gave a hint right up front. It was going to happen. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a fascinating game. And I really think if Munich are allowed to play their style of football, they might walk away winners in this game. Simply because they have more to offer from all parts of the field as compared to what PSG, right? If PSG, for example, could actually not turn up if the likes of Neymar or if the likes of Mbappe have a bad game. So there is a good chance that happens. But Munich are not a superstar-led team. While yes, of course, you have Lewandowski scoring 50 goals for them in the season or close to 15 goals in the Champions League. You need to understand that they've not been heavily dependent on him to get here. And there are other goal scorers, including Gnabry, who scored 2 goals last night even, right? So it's going to, if PSG don't turn up in full strength, I still think Munich are favourites to walk away from this.
And they should ideally take those chances with both hands. Whether this turns out to be Normandy or Dunkirk remains to be seen. but we are right now placing our smart money on Bayern putting in a potentially polished performance and to be good enough to hold off the PSG threat. But like you said, Vishal, intriguing tactical battle in store. Because two very tactical managers are going to be taking each other on.
Yes.
Not huge Champions League pedigree, but these are two gentlemen who really are shrewd enough.
Both German, ironically.
So it's in the end comes down to a Germany versus Germany showdown. And it really who works away with what. So we'll, of course, bring you a complete wrap of that at the end of what has been an absolutely long, long season. But we are kind of grateful that at least we are seeing some kind of logical conclusions to all of them. And we are in a position where we actually can look forward to a next season.
Absolutely.
We are aware that it has not been easy for anybody, whether you're listening to this podcast or whether it is us making this podcast. to get through these last few months. But here we are, big night in Europe, and let's see how it goes. This is all the time we have for our UEFA Champions League final preview special. This is Tariq signing off along with Vishal.
See you guys.
And see you guys next time.